The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Where are we at with vax figures? Because it should be a very big week this week.
It's going to be a massive week because we should hit the 80% mark this week. Now, of course, we've been told by Mark McGowan that we're going to get a date once that happens. He has said, though, it will come after National Cabinet on Friday. Now, whether it happens if we hit the 80%, you know, before Friday, whether he makes that announcement on Friday, I feel like it would be a Sunday announcement. It feels like it would be a big Sunday announcement to me.
That's they want to get as much bang for their buck,
well,
don't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. Going into the new week, you know, all that sort of thing. That's where they're going to have the most attention. So at the moment, we have more than 1.7 million West Aussies double dosed. That's a huge number.
Yeah.
And in terms of the percentage, we're at 77%.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's getting close.
And we always find, don't we, when we catch up on a Tuesday, tomorrow, right? We get the bump, usually like 1%, which
would
be 78 on Tuesday, maybe 78.5 on Wednesday, 79 Thursday, 79.5 by Friday.
We might not get the 80% until
the weekend. We might not get it till the weekend, which would be in line with the Sunday announcement, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, the thing is, they must know. They must have a date in mind.
Oh,
like, they
wouldn't wait. All the talk is late Jan.
Yeah. Yep.
And it makes sense. It sounds better than February, but it gives us the option of getting more people vaccinated. The interesting part now, of course, is that, you know, we're now looking at 5 to 11-year-olds being vaccinated. So Atagi is looking at that after the Pfizer approval came through. They've looked at dosage. I think it's about a third of the dose. And apparently the side effects for kids are even less so than adults because it's a lesser amount. It's just going to be, how's this going to roll out? Because it's hitting at a time when kids are on school holidays. Is it going to happen over that period and therefore they're ready when they go back into the classroom? Or is it easier? Some are saying it's easier to roll it out in schools, you know, and just go bang, 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 bang
At
school.
While they're at school.
It's yeah, I mean, it's more of an issue over East where there have been outbreaks in school communities. But, of course, once the borders opened here, let's say late Jan, you know, that's right on school.
And did you see the AMA on the weekend urged the government to reconsider reopening the borders until the 5 to 11 cohort had got the jab? Now, that was interesting. I don't know if it'll get a lot of support.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel as a parent of two kids, one who's 3, one who's 5. So I'm going to have one who's going to be vaccinated and one who won't be vaccinated. I wouldn't be in a rush to take them to a jurisdiction where there's a lot of COVID, even though, you know, all the evidence is it's very mild for kids. Some kids have got sick, though, from it.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
Well, that's what the AMA was pointing out now. I think it was like 25% of the new cases over on the East Coast were under 19. So it's, you know, it's definitely,
it's just something
kids
to think about. I mean, the last thing I would want, go on a holiday and your kid, your three of you, let's say, are vaccinated, one's not, gets COVID, you're having to deal with COVID interstate or overseas potentially, you know.
Yep, just more reason to get vaccinated. Roll up your sleeve. That's the answer.
Wander out yonder.
Yeah, exactly. Maddie, thanks for coming into the studio today. We'll have a chat to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.